This is Director Jared Maples of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Welcome back to Season 3 of Intelligence Unclassified, a podcast about counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. Join us as we talk to local and national experts in these fields to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and offer you a unique perspective on current trends and issues facing our great state. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed, iTunes, or Google Play. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJOHSP. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njohsp.gov.
With the holiday season upon us, it is important to maintain awareness of the many threats posed by cyber criminals while shopping online and in stores. The National Retail Federation estimates that Americans will exceed last year's holiday spending to total between $717 to $720 billion between the months of November and December alone. That's billion with a B. As the popularity of online shopping continues to increase, so does the number of potential unsuspecting victims for cybercriminals to exploit. Scammers may target victims through a variety of methods, including phone calls, text messages, emails, compromised websites, or unsecured Wi-Fi networks. To help combat the threats posed by cybercriminals this holiday season, today we'll discuss a few common scams and current cyber threats, as well as tips and best practices to combat them. To begin, beware of secret sister gift exchanges. Many people enjoy participating in group gift exchanges such as Secret Santa this time of year. And although social media can be a great way to plan and orchestrate these gift-giving activities, beware of potential scams. Social media posts promoting Secret Sister Gift Exchange have been appearing on news feeds such as Facebook and Reddit, and in addition to exposing personal information to strangers, this type of chain letter is actually considered a pyramid scheme. This holiday season, only participate in gift exchanges with individuals you know personally and refrain from sharing too much personal information online. Secondly, be wary of suspicious email links, pop-up advertisements, and unsolicited attachments. Emails that appear to originate from known retailers inquiring about your account or advertising a coupon promotion may actually be spoofed or contain links to malicious websites. It can be very easy to imitate company branding to make emails appear more legitimate. Also, be on the lookout for emails that try to create a sense of urgency, as scammers use this tactic to trick victims into acting quickly without thinking. Emails with subject lines such as account suspended or limited time offer may be a ruse designed to get you to click on a malicious link or open a malware-laden attachment. If you ever have questions or concerns regarding your online account, visit the website directly by manually typing the URL into the web address field of your browser and log in from there. Never enter your credentials through a site you visited to by way of a link in an email. If you receive an unexpected link or attachment from a known sender, contact that person directly to verify the email's legitimacy. Additionally, avoid clicking on pop-up advertisements and URL shorteners that mask the actual URL destination. These links can redirect you to phishing sites or websites designed to deliver malware to your machine. Once you've entered your username and password into a compromised site, that information is sent to threat actors who will later use it to access your account and any other account that shares the same credentials. Additionally, look out for holiday-themed e-cards and messages meant to install malware. Users recently reported that they were targeted with various Thanksgiving Day-related scams. In some cases, spoofed emails were sent appearing to originate from legitimate organizations and contain the subject line, Thanksgiving e-card. Using this same tactic, the threat actors behind the Emotet banking Trojan were observed using Thanksgiving lures such as Thanksgiving Day greeting message and Thanksgiving Day card. Malicious actors commonly leverage public interest during the holiday season to conduct financial fraud and disseminate malware. Therefore, we remind everyone to exercise caution with unexpected or unsolicited emails, especially those with a holiday theme. And we encourage users to inform coworkers, friends, family, and neighbors, especially senior citizens, about these types of scams to prevent further victimization. Beware of donation scams. Scammers capitalize on the kindness of individuals, particularly at the holidays, to target and con them out of money, stealing their donations meant for a worthy cause. Oftentimes, links to these fake charity donations are circulated on social media and may even come from someone you know. To prevent falling victim to these scams, research organizations prior to donating. You can check the charity's rating via the FTC website, ftc.gov/charity. And verify that the organization is registered with your state's charity regulator. If you encounter a charity scam, you can report that to the FTC at ftc.gov/complaint. Another threat that's not holiday-related, but that has been pervasive throughout New Jersey and around the world this year, is the aforementioned Emotet banking Trojan. The NJKIC has received numerous reports regarding Emotet infections, often impacting the operations of affected organizations for weeks at a time. On the Garden State Network, emails containing the Emotet Trojan continue to represent the largest number of messages blocked due to the detection of malware attachments and links. In recent weeks, Emotet evolved to now bypass many of the security controls recommended to defend against this threat, including DMARC, Domain-Based Message Authentication Reporting and Conformance, SPF, Sender Policy Framework, and DKIM, Domain Keys Identified Mail. Additionally, a newly added module allows threat actors to steal victims' emails going back 6 months. This introduces a new data breach concern for affected entities. While the Trojan's capabilities have evolved, emails related to this campaign continue to deliver messages with a payment theme and contain an attachment or embedded URL that references some sort of invoice. We strongly encourage educating end users about this and similar threats, reminding them never to click on links or open attachments delivered with unexpected or unsolicited emails, including those from known senders. If an Emotet infection is suspected, consider re-imaging the affected system's hard drive. This Trojan is designed to siphon user credentials, particularly those for banking accounts and online shopping such as Amazon. Therefore, it is vital to change passwords to any financial, personal, and business accounts, as well as administrative and domain controller accounts accessed on infected systems. Lastly, there has been a recent increase in the number of ransomware incidents reported to the NJKIC. While ransomware has been around for a few years, we saw a marked increase in the number of incidents reported to the NJKIC recently. No particular variant was observed more than others. However, in all cases, the infection vector appeared to be either a malicious email containing a link or attachment, or through RDP compromise, remote desktop protocol. These recent ransomware infections have impacted both public and private organizations, resulting in disruptions to daily operations, monetary loss, and loss of data. To reduce the impact of ransomware infections, the NJKIC advises implementing a comprehensive data backup and recovery plan that includes regular testing of backups and storing them offline and in a secure location. Additionally, keep all systems and software updated to the latest vendor-supported patch levels to mitigate the exploitation of known vulnerabilities, and take proactive steps to reduce exposure to network compromise via RDP by implementing IP address whitelisting, requiring users to connect via a virtual private network through a firewall, and enabling multi-factor authentication. To help detect and prevent email spoofing, a common tactic used by threat actors to make emails appear like they come from trusted sources, implement DMARC, SPF, and DKIM as mentioned before. A list of additional ransomware mitigation strategies can be found on our ransomware threat profile page, which can be accessed on our website, cyber.nj.gov. If you are the victim of a ransomware infection, please report the incident to your local police department and to the NJKIC via our incident report form on our website. So now that I've told you about all these threats, what can you do? First, do your online shopping at home. Avoid using public computers, such as those at libraries or hotels, or public Wi-Fi connections to log into personal accounts or conduct online shopping. Public computers could be infected with malware designed to steal your information, and hackers could intercept network traffic traveling over unencrypted Wi-Fi signals. If you must connect to public Wi-Fi, use a virtual private network, or VPN, to secure traffic transmitted between your device and the internet. Next, enable multi-factor authentication on all financial, email, and online shopping accounts. Multi-factor authentication, or MFA, is a combination of at least two of the following: something you know, such as a password, something you have, such as an SMS code, and something you are, such as your fingerprint. We highly recommend enabling this feature on every account that offers it, as it will prevent cybercriminals from gaining access to your account even if your username and password are compromised. The website two-factor auth, TWOFACTORAUTH.org, maintains a comprehensive list of websites that offer MFA. Additionally, choose credit over debit. When shopping online or at stores that do not yet support chip and PIN payments, these are payments that require you to insert your card instead of swiping it, it is advised to use credit cards over debit cards. While both payment methods pose a risk if compromised, debit cards do not carry the same consumer protections as credit cards, which limit the victim's liability in the event of fraudulent charges. Even when you are credited back fraudulent charges to your debit account, it usually takes weeks for those funds to show up. Lastly, avoid connecting devices to public charging stations. During the holiday season, many of us are visiting malls and airports, two places that often supply public cell phone charging stations equipped with power cables and USB ports. These may seem like convenient ways to charge your mobile devices on the go, but can you be sure your device and data will be safe when you connect? These kiosks can contain concealed computers that attempt to extract data such as contact information, photos, and videos from connected devices, all unbeknownst to the user. Additionally, malicious or compromised charging stations can expose devices to the risk of malware infection. Even if the charging station isn't malicious, the manufacturer or owner of the kiosk may require users to input their email addresses or phone numbers in order to charge their devices, potentially exposing users to unwanted marketing campaigns, spam emails, and those ever-hated spam calls. The holidays are a joyous time, but it is not a time to get lax on cybersecurity. Malicious actors will take advantage of individuals with their guards down. Stay cyber safe this holiday season by maintaining awareness of current cyber threats and applying tips and recommendations. The NJKick Weekly Bulletin will provide you with all of this information. You can sign up for a free NJKick membership at cyber.nj.gov to receive our bulletin. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.